I know him only through Mark and the stories he tells. On one of our trips across the country, Mark and I had the opportunity to stop and see what is left of Walter's place. The one-lane gravel road that Mark pedaled his bike down to get to the ranch is now two lanes and paved, lined by low square houses with neat yards in front. Those houses surround what little is left of the flat green pastures where horses once grazed. Looking at that dwindling patch of wildflower-covered land today, you would not be able to guess that this area was once home to barns, paddocks, fences, an arena, and a boy and a man working with the many horses that passed through there. You would not know that the seeds that were planted in those years were not in the earth, but in a gangly boy who loved horses and would one day share what the old man taught him with so many folks and their horses all around the world. So here we are, over 100 years from when Walter started his own journey with horses. On the outside of it, things look more advanced than what Walter saw in his day. On the inside of it, however, I believe we haven't changed much. Many of us share the same longing, the same wishes for ourselves and our loved ones that our great-grandparents did. On the outside of things, the horses look as though they have changed as well. Different sizes, shapes, and uses now abound. On the inside of the horse, though, lives the same spirit. It makes sense to me, then, that what the old man learned in his youth, practiced at all the ranches he worked on over the years, and eventually passed on to Mark, is a bridge. It is a broad span of knowledge through time that looks beyond surface changes and gets right to the heart of things. Mark's stories are also like that bridge, or like a favorite melody. In the same quiet way he teaches, he points out a direction, giving you a vision of the path to softness, to that place of joy. Though you and your horse's path will be your own, I encourage you to consider these stories as you would notes to that familiar tune, with openness and a willingness to add your own voice to the song. With a little thought, a little desire, and a whole lot of heart, you can take the lessons Mark offers and use them to find your own way with your horse. Blessings to you and your horses. Chrissy McDonald, Estes Park, Colorado, August 2008. Introduction. I woke up one morning, not long ago, with a strange question running through my mind. In that stage of sleep between unconsciousness and consciousness, not only did I have no idea where the question came from, but I also had no idea what it meant. The question formed slowly and began innocently enough. It started as nothing more than a few words just floating around in the fog. Then, one by one, the words fell into disjointed sentences and finally into a coherent question. What is mightier? Began the query. The rocks that make up the Grand Canyon, or the river that runs through it? The answer to that is simple, I thought to myself in my state of half-awareness. The water is mightier because it carved the rocks and ultimately created the canyon. I sleepily rolled over. With the question now answered, I figured I'd just slide back to sleep for another 20 minutes or so before the dogs began to stir and I would need to get up to let them out. But no sooner had I rolled over than another answer to the question suddenly popped into my head. The rock is mightier, because the walls of the canyon are still there, my subconscious said. The water that carved the rock is long gone, pushed downstream and into the ocean millennia ago. With that, my eyes snapped open, and I was suddenly wide awake. The question from nowhere that had showed up for no apparent reason had two viable answers, both of which could be considered correct. Water from the river is mighty